Lesson 6. The Preparation of Gifts and Anaphora. As demanded by the Jewish leaders, Pontius Pilate, the governor of Rome, sentenced Jesus to death by crucifixion. After a series of tortures, he was led to Golgotha. He was crucified at Kabalam or Golgotha after a prolonged trek of agony. After drinking the vinegar offered, he said, "Everything is completed." He cried aloud and said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Luke chapter 23 verses 44 to 46, John chapter 19 verses 28 to 30. Joseph of Arimathea and Jesus' relatives buried his body in a nearby tomb. And on the third day, in all glory, he resurrected. Luke chapter 24 verses 1 to 12, John chapter 20 verses 1 to 10. The Holy Qurbana is a celebration of the mystery of redemption consummated in Jesus. Anaphora, the consecratory rite, makes us participate in the central events of the Messianic mystery, namely his passion, death, and resurrection. The preparatory service prior to Anaphora helps us to participate in the mysteries of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Preparatory service. This service is a preparation for Anaphora, a celebration of the mysteries of the death and resurrection of Jesus. There are two types of preparation, material and spiritual. The preparation of the offerings for sacrifice, the disposition and covering them with the shoshapa are the different elements of the material preparation. Dismissal of the unworthy, paying obeisance, washing of hands, the creed, the entry of the celebrant into the sanctuary are that of spiritual preparation. Preparation of the offerings. The celebrant, after incensing and purifying the chalice and the paten that will hold the body and blood of Jesus, takes bread and wine in them. We remember Christ's passion here. The prayer during the ritual of adding water into wine reminds this. One of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. John chapter 19 verse 34. While the celebrant prepares bread and wine in the paten and the chalice, the community dedicate themselves spiritually. The worthiness of those who participate in Anaphora. The deacon invites us to participate in Anaphora with awe and reverence. Let all who have been baptized and sealed with the sign of life participate in these holy mysteries effectively and devoutly. Sending off the unworthy. In the olden days, there was a practice of sending off those who had not received baptism and the seal of life and others who were not receiving the Holy Communion after the liturgy of the word. This practice exhorts us of the necessity of the inner purity of those who participate in the Holy Qurbana. Those who don't live a life befitting to the baptismal principle will be deprived of heavenly bliss once and for all. Prostration. This rite, observed in Rasa, is purely a practice in the liturgy of the Syro-Malabar Church. The celebrant kisses the four corners of the shoshapa spread on the bema three times each, while the celebrant, deacon, and the choir in exchange sing the crown of justice adorned by a priest. This hymn reveals the office of the priest. Also, we are reminded that the bread and wine are transformed into the body and blood of Jesus with the intervention of the Holy Spirit. Washing of hands. Prior to the carrying of the sacred offerings to the altar, the celebrant washes his hands. This symbolizes the spiritual purification of the worshipping community in the ocean of God's grace. The offering of the gifts and the hymn of the mysteries. The celebrant brings bread and wine kept on the Betgasa to the altar. The hymn sung at this time is a hymn of the mysteries. The procession conducted by the celebrant carrying the already set chalice and the paten reminds us of the journey of Jesus to Calvary. The raising up of the Eucharistic mysteries in the form of a cross hints at his death on the cross. Thereafter, the celebrant covers the chalice and the paten with the shoshapa. This signifies the burial of the sacred body of Jesus. The hymn starting with the line, Tadanum Adubol, is the second part of the hymn of the mysteries. Through this hymn, we commemorate St. Mary, the apostles, especially St. Thomas, the patriarchs, the martyrs, and the dead. Following their examples, we can become sanctified and please the Holy Trinity by fasting, prayer, and repentance. The Creed. The Holy Qurbana is a celebration and observance of the faith of the Church. Before we step into Anaphora, the central part of the Holy Qurbana, the community proclaims their experience of faith. We pronounce here one faith in the Holy Trinity, the Church, and the heavenly life. The entry into the sanctuary. The celebrant approaches the altar after genuflecting thrice with extreme devotion. The celebrant at this juncture is thanking God and praying for having made him worthy to enter the most holy place and offer Qurbana of the body and blood of Jesus. He celebrates the divine mysteries for the remission of the people's debts, the forgiveness of their sins, the salvation of their souls, the reconciliation of the whole world, and for peace and tranquility of all the churches. Then he kisses the altar, the throne of God, thrice, revealing the presence of the Holy Trinity. Anaphora or consecration. Anaphora is a central part of the Holy Qurbana. It is a Greek word meaning lifting, dedicating. In the Siromalva liturgy, there are three anaphoras. The anaphora of the apostles, of the venerable teachers of the East, Mar Adai and Mar Mari. The anaphora of Mar Theodore and the anaphora of Mar Nestorius. We follow the anaphora of the apostles. There are four prayer cycles in the anaphora. Each prayer cycle consists of four subdivisions. And they are the prayer request, private prayer, Gandha prayer, and prayer of praise, the center of them being the Gandha prayer. Bowing is the meaning of the Syriac word Gandha. This prayer is called Gandha prayer because the celebrant bows himself and prays. This is also called thanksgiving prayer because paying thanks is the aim of this prayer. The first Gandha cycle. In the first Gandha round, consisting of prayer of request, private prayer, the first Gandha prayer, and the prayer of praise, we thank God for showering blessings upon us profusely. The Gandha prayer ends with the Kanona. We offer praise, reverence, thanks, and adoration. Now the celebrant raises his hand above his head and makes a sign of the cross on himself. Prayer request. The priest who approaches the altar, enriched with the presence of God, becomes conscious of his unworthiness and implores the community to pray for him. It is the duty of the people of God to pray and empower the celebrant who intercedes to God for them. Wishing peace. The celebrant turning towards the people wishes them peace, and the deacon in return accepts it from the hands of the celebrant and gives it to the people. Jesus is our peace. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14. When we mutually exchange this peace, we proclaim that we are worthy to offer the sacrifice in reconciliation with all the people across the world. Memorial prayer or diptychs. Here we remember both the living and the dead, calling their names. We can mention our personal intentions too. The following prayer, "Let us with repentance and holiness," by the deacon clarifies how the community should participate in the Qurbana. The private prayer that follows explains that the Holy Qurbana is offered for the good of the congregation and for the praise of the Holy Trinity. Incensing. The celebrant, while blessing the censer, offers the incensing in honor of the Holy Trinity and for the good of the community. A prayer of dialogue. The ensuing prayer, in the form of a dialogue, persuades the people of God to participate in the Holy Qurbana with devotion. The prayer of St. Paul, starting with the line, "The grace of our Lord Jesus," makes us experience the blessings and presence of the Holy Trinity. The celebrant then exhorts us to lift up our thoughts and minds heavenward. The response by the community, "God of Abraham," confesses that God is not of the dead but of the living. The prayer of dialogue ends with the proclamation that the Holy Qurbana is being offered to God, the Lord of all, and it is right and just indeed. The second Gandha cycle. With the private prayer, "Lord, free our minds from every impurity," the second Gandha round starts. Here, the prayer is for granting self-confidence to celebrate the Qurbana with hope and a mindset free from all evils. Through this second Gandha, the God who created the whole world and everything in it is thanked. Creation and redemption of mankind are parts of the salvific scheme of God. The hymn, "Holy." In the following hymn, we join the heavenly hosts and praise God. This hymn is a fusion of the song of praise by the seraphs in the vision of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3, the vision of heaven in St. John's Revelation, Revelation chapter 4 verse 8, and the Hosanna sung by the people at Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Matthew chapter 29 verse 9. With this song of praise, the second Gandha ends. The third Gandha cycle. With the private prayer, God, Thou art holy, by the celebrant during the hymn, Holy, the third Gandha prayer starts. This prayer leads us to experiential awareness of sins the prophet Isaiah had consequent to his vision of heaven. We recall the redemptive work of God and thank Him in the third Gandha prayer following the request for prayer by the celebrant. This prayer is divided into two, and the description of the institution of the Holy Eucharist is placed in between. In the first part, we thank God in memory of Jesus' mystery of incarnation, and in the second part, following the institution narrative. Mother Church praises God for all the graces showered by Him, which are beyond expression of thanks. Thus ends the third Gandha. The institution narrative. We commemorate in the description of the institution how Jesus, during the Last Supper, blessed bread and wine, saying, "This is my body, this is my blood," and gave his sacred body as well as blood to his disciples. We commemorate in every Holy Qurbana the divine moments when Jesus instituted the sacred mystery of the Holy Eucharist. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 25. The fourth Gandha cycle. The fourth Gandha round starts with the intercessory prayer by the celebrant. Extending his hands, he intercedes for the church and civil authorities and for all the living and the dead. In this fourth Gandha, following the prayer of request by the celebrant, thanks is being rendered for the sanctifying process in the church by God. Saint Mary and all the fathers of the church are remembered and pray for peace and harmony. The mysteries of the passion, death and resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer, are recalled and observed. Invocation to the Holy Spirit. We celebrate here the mystery of the resurrection of Jesus. The sacrifice on the altar is consummated with the descent of the Holy Spirit, who was instrumental in the resurrection of Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit may descend and dwell upon the Qurbana and bless it, so that those who receive these mysteries will be granted remission of debts, forgiveness of sins, great hope in the resurrection of the dead, and new life in the heavenly kingdom. The fourth Gandha, as well as anaphora, ends with the prayer of the celebrant. We offer glory and honor. In anaphora, qualified as a consecratory part of the Holy Qurbana, we commemorate and celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus and the descent of the Holy Spirit. When we participate in anaphora actively, we receive a salvific experience.